There are two aspects of covenant. Yes? Right. Covenant. Bechinot Avraham, the aspect of Avraham Avinu, u'bechinot Eliezer, and the aspect of Eliezer. Eliezer, the slave of Avraham. There is something very, very amazing about Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Rav Shalom talked about it in Shabbos, that Eliezer, Eved Avraham, last week's Parsha, it talks about Eliezer, Eved Avraham, praising Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and explaining, Rosh, deep into the details, how Eliezer was standing and praying and talking to Hashem, and thanking Hashem Yitzbarach on every detail and detail, and saying to Hashem Yitzbarach, and waiting for Hashem Yitzbarach, and talking, and from another side, if you're looking in the Torah Kedoshah, you see that very important mitzvot that are mamash the foundations of all Judaism, like Tefillin and Shabbat, and very important halachot, Brit Milah, and you don't see so many details on those. So why the Torah is taking that issue of Eliezer, Eved Avraham, that is standing and praying, and he sees the private supervision of Hashem, and he's thanking Hashem Yitzbarach. And why the Torah came to tell us all of that story in such a wide way? Because actually, if the Torah would come to tell us that on Avraham, we had to write another Chumash. You cannot understand the level of Avraham Avinu, where he was holding when he was praying to Hashem Yitzbarach on every detail, and thanking to Hashem Yitzbarach on every detail and detail, and asking and talking for hours and hours and hours on every detail and detail in his life, and thanking Hashem Yitzbarach and praising Hashem Yitzbarach and hoping for Hashem Yitzbarach, and this was his being, and you cannot write it in no book. It's too wide, it's too huge. This is why you have to look even on the slave, the servant of Avraham Avinu, that it is Eliezer. Look at the level that Eliezer, the slave of Abraham, what he achieved. Which huge level he achieved. Now we're going to see here, look what it's talking about. That Abraham Avinu, he is an aspect of the covenant, and Eliezer, he is the second aspect of covenant. Means that he was so holy. And who was he? He is damned, he is Arur. The Torah is saying that Abraham told him, "En Arur mitchaber im Baruch." Damned cannot be together with blessed. You cannot marry your family cannot be in touch with my family in marriage, in relationship. Why? Because you're damned. And even though that he is damned, that he's not blessed, he's not from the seed of Abraham, still look at the level that he achieved. Needs to teach every one of us the options, the abilities, what that is opening, spread in front of our eyes, what that we just run and collect diamonds. Just run and collect diamonds. You can never imagine what you can achieve in the field in that simple hitbodedut, talking to the Creator. You can never imagine. You're going to see the result in the future. Now you will not going to see. But you can never imagine what you can achieve. This is the path that all of the old righteous people went in, that path. Talking to the Creator and talking and talking and begging and asking and praising the Lord and everything and praising and thanking and asking. This is it. There is something else. Nothing else exists. All of the rest is illusions. It's a world of imaginations. The only reality that there is the Creator. And with the Creator, there is only one way to communicate. To talk. This is the way of communication that the Creator created for us. To talk. This is how we communicate. You cannot communicate without talking. You cannot. So, this is the aspect of Abraham's covenant and Eliezer's covenant. Hu berit Abraham hu berit ilaha. Abraham is the highest covenant. Shehu rakia, that it's the sky. Hamavdil, that separates ben main ilain lemain tatain, that separates between highest water and the lowest water. And we talked about it in the beginning of this week. It was this week, Sunday it was. I wanted to tell you about that word Sunday. It's not exist, Rabbi Isai. You have to erase it. There is nothing that calls Sunday, Monday. It's not exist. We have to say first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. This is reality. It's set first day to the creation. Yom Rishon, first day to the creation. Second day to the creation. It's not exist Sunday, Monday. It's an illusion. It's not exist. It's Avodah Zarah. It's names of idols, of worshipping idols. It's Moon Day and Sunday. It's all imaginations. Saturday, it's Satoran, it's Shavuot, Shabbatai. It's all imaginations. It's all worshipping idols. First day, second day, third day. Well, yeah, we need to talk in a normal way that you can understand what we're talking about. Sunday. It's not Sunday. Chas Shalom. It's not the Sunday. It's a Sunday. What? Hashem is with us? What?
The moon went away.
So, look, we talked about it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, so He separated between Lamed Aleph, fifth paragraph. So, we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually He created a curtain. He divided Himself, actually, to two parts. And part of the souls that it's part of Him, He put behind the curtain. It's the one that went down. It's the mind tata'in, the lower water. It's our souls. It's the souls of the people that came down to this world, that been separated, so to speak, from the Creator in a certain aspect. They've been blocked. They cannot see Him now. Need to believe that He's with us. Cannot see it. If a person believes in a complete faith, so then his faith becomes to be badat, emunah badat, and he becomes to be aware, he knows. And then he can say, Elohim, I can see Hashem, it's Hashem, I see Him. Every step that I'm making, every breath, I see Hashem, it's Hashem. So, but you can see here something amazing. Abraham, he is the one that is separating between those souls that's in heaven to the souls that are here. Means that he is the middleman. That he is the connection that we have with the Creator, it's Abraham. You want to see what is the sky? The sky means Abraham, the righteous man. He is the one that is also separating you from the Creator, and he is the one that is bonding you with the Creator. He is the one that with him, through him, and only through him, you can connect the Creator. Without him, you cannot climb back. Without the righteous man, without the leader of the generation, we cannot achieve nothing. We cannot progress in Avodat Hashem. Rabbeinu said, before that a certain righteous man, that he is the leader of the generation, came to the generation, So people can get closer to the Creator in every way that they want. You can learn Torah, you can pray, you can do charity, there are a lot of ways. But from the moment that the leader of the generation came to the generation, you cannot get closer to the Creator with no other way except of listen to what that He commands you to do and keep His advice. This is the only way that exists. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the world, even if a person would want to build a Mishkan for himself, to make it a lot more fancy, to invest a lot more money, it would be all Avodah Zarah. It would be all Avodah Zarah. You cannot. Only Moshe Bonet HaMishkan. He's building the Mishkan. From the generation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you cannot get closer to the Creator without the advice of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You cannot. From the generation of the Arizal, you cannot see Hashem, know Hashem, understand Hashem, serve Hashem without the wisdom of the Arizal. From the generation of a Baal Shem Tov, you cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach without the Baal Shem Tov. You cannot. You cannot. And from the generation that Rabbeinu brought, the Yitbodedut, the way of connecting ourselves to the Creator with that simple advice of talking to Hashem Yitbarach, you cannot, Rabbeinu wrote it in Likutei Moharan, you cannot be a kosher person if you're big and if you're small. Means if you're a Talmid Chacham and if you're an Am Haaretz. You cannot get closer to the Creator and to be a kosher man if you don't have 1 hour in Bodedut a day. You cannot. When Rav Shalom, someone asked him, who is the kosher singer, a kosher player, that we said that you're not allowed to hear music from someone that is not kosher, he said, Rabbeinu defined it to us. A kosher person is a kosher player. If that singer, he's got 1 hour in Bodedut a day, we're in problem. If not, you have a problem to listen to him. You have a problem. So,
can I tell a story from Rav Stern?
Yes.
So yesterday I had the privilege of meeting with Rav Stern.
You need to speak aloud.
So yesterday I had the privilege of meeting with Rav Stern from in Bnei Brak. Rav Stern is he took over for Rav Yehuda Leibovitz. Right?
No. He was a student of Rav Leibovitz.
Okay, so he's a student of Rav Leibovitz, and the Rav is considered a very, very big makubo and tremendous. A line of people to see him out the door in Bnei Brak. And Rav Arush, respects him tremendously. And so I went to see him yesterday. I just happened to be there. Hashem put me over there. And so I went for a bracha, and I started to speak to him. And he said, what do you need? What are you here for? So I said, really, I don't really need anything. Everything is good for me. And thank God. But he gave me a tremendous bracha. And then we started to talk a little bit. And I told him, I'm learning here by Chut Shel Chesed with Rav Arush. And he said, Rav Arush, he's a tzaddik gadol. Just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that you don't need anything if you're over with him. You don't need anything. So he said he gave a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous cover to Rav Arush, saying you don't need any bracha, you don't need anything from me. You have what you need. So this I knew already going in, thank God. But I knew walking in, I knew already this.
Now you have, but that's a bad thing. Based in of Rav Vozner's standpoint.
It's funny, the person I went in with, actually, I told this to him. I said, I already know that I have what I need, but so to know what we have here in Yeshiva, wow. You know, when Rav Jor says that we can't get closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu without Rabbeinu, what did Rav Arush do? Rav Arush is not Rabbeinu, but what did Rav Arush do? Rav Arush took Rabbeinu and he watered it down for our level of this generation. Brought it down to a level that we can connect to Rabbeinu through the teachings of Rav Arush. So a lot of times in my davening, I daven that I should be able to connect to Rav Arush in order that I should be able to connect to Rabbeinu in order that I should be able to connect to Hashem. That's how far, you know, down the line we are. Yeah. And but that's what it is. It's to be able to understand what Rav Arush brings to the table is really to be able to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
This is humility. This is the highest level of them all. Because when a person is saying that his wisdom that he's got, actually he received it from his rabbi, and he's mentioning the name of his rabbi, like the Mishnah in Avot is saying, so he's bringing the salvation to the world. It all depends on humility. If really a person know and appreciate, like Rav Shalom himself said, that daily, every day in his Libo Dedut, he's reminding himself all of his rabbis from the beginning of his tshuva, who helped him, who taught him Gemara, who taught him Halachot, who was with him, who taught him about the Shahid Bodedut, everything. And he's praying on every one of them, and he's reminding himself that he will not going to forget where he came from. This is the pipe. Through that pipe, you're receiving your Shefa. If you don't have that pipe, you just want to be an individual, you cannot receive the Shefa. So that aspect of Avraham Avinu, ובחינות בן חורין, it's an aspect of a free person. בבחינות, in the aspect of אשרייך ארץ, we're praising the land, שמלכך בן חורין, that your king is free. Free, what it means that he's free? Free from all lusts and desires. A person is a slave to his, it's written, אין אדם מת וחצי תאוותו בידו. If a person, he still have even half of the desire in his hand, he's a dead man, he's a slave. It's like that he's got a debt that he have to pay all of the time, and he's all of the time trying to fulfill his lacking, all of the time chasing. Notnim lo maneh, hu rotze matayim. They're giving him 100, he wants 200, and it's like that he owe 200 to someone, and to his yetzer hara. So he's a slave of his lusts and desires all of the time. But a person that is free, that he control himself, he can decide what to do. He doesn't have nothing is forcing him to, he's not a slave, so he's free. So he's a king because he's ruling. He's deciding what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. And he owns himself, he owns his soul, his neshama. Vehu aved toladin. And he can bring kids to the world. Kids means all kinds of results, all kinds of fruits. Vivchinot, in the aspects of ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu becharan, and the spirit, the souls that they made in Charan. They made them in Charan. Charan, it means the Charon Af, place of judgments, of dinim. It's actually where it's written Torah she'be'af isha amdali. The Torah that I was learning while that there was a lot of angers, a lot of judgments, this is the Torah that is standing for me today, that is supporting me. The Torah that a person is learning out of wealth and out of quiet, it's not the Torah that's going to back him up. Torah that a person, he's stealing from the Yetzirah, another halakha, and he's in Mishimut Nefesh, he's learning, he's going and kidnapping 15 minutes of Itbodedut and talking and begging to Hashem Yitbarach, those moments going to stand up for you. The Torah Sheba'af, the Nefashot, the souls, they're creating them in Charan, in times of anger, in times of judgments, of stress. This is the time that really you can create. In that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you, what's your real will? And if your real will going to be good, going to be positive, to build things, they're going to have strength, they're going to have stability, they're going to stay forever, they're going to have power, they're going to be eternal things, eternal success. Ki acherut, because freedom, tluya babrit, is depends in the covenant. Like we said, that the main desire, main lust, is lust for women. And if a person is not watching himself in that, he's going to be slave for all of the rest of the avonot. Rabbeinu is writing that even teach me English now, please. How you when you're saying lust and when you're saying desires, you should know that. It's not. I will never gonna
lust
know.
Lust is just stronger.
What?
Lust is stronger.
Lust is worse.
Lust
is more.
But you can say both of them on both of them on every one of the
desires. Lust is more negative.
Lust is more.
Lust is more negative. Desire can be used for good or for bad.
Right.
Lust is more
title. Me a chafetz chaim. You could translate as desire for life.
Okay.
A good life.
Chaim is lust. Chafetz.
Lust is usually negative, so we need
like so, lust of pornography.
So Rabbeinu is saying, "Ki acherut luya bavrit." The freedom depends in the covenant. Covenant is the holiness of the person. So, like that, we said that if the person have that main lust, so he is lust. It's like lost. So he's lost. So, and on that, Rabbeinu said in a different place that actually there is punishment on lust for women. That it's desire for money. That the person gonna chase after money all of his life. And why he's receiving that punishment to run chase after money? Because he made Hashem angry with his lust for women. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to let him fix what did he ruin, what did he defected in that lust for women. So he makes him busy. And he's gonna run and chase after money all of his life, and he will never gonna be free to observe, to see what's going on.
Can a person do tshuva when he's dealing with women in the past to get money?
Yes. Yes.
No, Mishma.
No, no.
Like
how about
that? He's going to make him chase for money. Obviously, he's not going to have
yes.
money.
Yes. A person when he's doing tshuva, he needs to investigate what's the source of the sin. What is the source of that avera? Why am I doing it? Alright, now you went and you looked at women. Now you went and you chased after money. Now you went and you desired something that does not belong to you. Alright, stop doing it. Can you stop? I'm commanding you, don't do it anymore. Even if you're going to accept it on yourself not to do it anymore, you will not going to stand in that acceptance. So, why? If you said, Bor Olam, I'm not going to do it anymore, and you're going to do it in 1 hour, in 2 minutes, you're going to do it. So why are you not able to stand up for what that you decided? Because you don't know what is the source of your problem. Means you said something, but actually you were not covering the problem. If really you're going to investigate, for an example, you said, I'm never going to be angry anymore. Alright, I'm never going to be angry. You saw a person was screaming at his wife, screaming at his kids, and he went out to the from the house. He done tshuva. He said, it's not the right way. I don't want to behave like that anymore. This is it. Hashem, I regret. I don't want to be angry anymore. This is it. Now, he's going to try to work on himself in the house for the next few days. This is it. For the next few days, he's going to try to work on himself. Hopefully, a few days. He's going to try to work on himself. But if now, his kid's going to do something worse than what that they done last time, he's going to be angry. And his anger going to be justified from his point of view. Why? Because when he accepted on himself not to be angry anymore or to work on his anger, he was accepting it in a certain level, in a certain place that he was holding, that he defined that this is the wrong thing, that this is something that is wrong to be angry at. But actually, there is a justified anger. There is an anger that it's right to be angry. On mitzvot, on Torah, if you want to build a Bet Knesset, if you want, it's allowed to be angry in that situation. If they're breaking Shabbos, if she's opening her Facebook in front of the kids, I don't know what. You can find your reasons why you can be angry. But it means that you haven't uprooted your anger. Why? Because you haven't made root canal, tipul shoresh. Went into, deep into the source of your problem, that you have midat ha-ka'as, that you're angry. And until that you're going to decide that it's not allowed to be angry ever, never, there is no reason to look at women ever, never, it's not allowed. No, but it's my cousin. So on your cousin you allow? No, maybe it's the wife of the neighbor. Yes, it's her. It's her. On her you're allowed to look? No, you're checking if it's her. What are you checking if it's her? No, just checking. What are you checking? No, if it's her. Are you allowed to check if it's her? If she's doing shopping now. This is what that you're checking. If it's just her. What are you checking? You're not allowed to check. This is what that you're not allowed to. No, you talk to yourself that not allowed to look at things that are not modest. Not allowed to look on, I don't know what, filthy movies. Alright, so those things, you're trying to work on yourself. But you haven't talked to yourself that it's not to look on every woman. You haven't talked to yourself that it's not to allowed to look even on little girls. You haven't talked to yourself about it. You haven't checked it. This is why you're not doing it. But if a person gonna make a deep hidbodedut of truth and gonna investigate, who am I? Where my problems are starting? Where my problems are starting? If it's from the childhood, if it's from my experiences, if it's from my body, if it's from my thoughts, from my fears, from my anxieties. What is the source? When you're gonna come to the source and gonna do tshuva on it, you're gonna purify the source. If you're harvesting the top, it's gonna grow again. If you're gonna harvest lower, it's still gonna take more time, but it's gonna grow again. Only when you're uprooting the problem from the source, this is it, it's not gonna come back anymore. This you can do only in the Yidbodedut, only by tshuva. The tshuva is cutting that thing. So if your tshuva is on a certain thing, so you cut a certain amount. But if your tshuva is tshuva shlema, you uproot that thing. It's not going to come back anymore. And this is the proof that you can tell on yourself. If really you uproot something, if it's not coming back, and if still you have foreign thoughts on a certain issue, means that you still need to do tshuva on that. And of course the tshuva doesn't mean to slaughter yourself and to kill yourself and to blame yourself. It's kfira. Tshuva is to ask for Hashem Yitbarach to come back. Tashuv Hashem. Hashem, come back. Hashem, why I was sinning? Because I didn't believe that you were with me. I was forgetting you. I thought that I am the one that's supposed to satisfy me, to take care of myself on Parnassah, that I am the one, that I am a reality. So please come back. That I'm going to be humble. That I'm not going to be exist at all. That I'm going to know that it's you. This is Shuvah Shlema. That you know, Enod Milvado, nothing except of Hashem. When you're going to know that Enod Milvado in Shiduchim, Enod Milvado in Parnassah, Enod Milvado in Limuda Torah, Enod Milvado in prayers, in Tshuva. Until that you, I remember once Shiur, Rav Shalom in this yeshiva, before the rebuild the yeshiva, 5, 6, 7 years ago, there was one avrech, not from the yeshiva, he was a new Baal Tshuva, and he asked a question in Shabbos, he asked a question to a Rav during the Shiur in Shabbat, and everyone looked at him, and it was a very silly question, and Rav looked at him and told him, you know why you're asking that question? So he said, why? So he answered to him, because you think that you are doing tshuva. But the truth is that Hashem is machzir otcha betshuva. Hashem is bringing you to the tshuva. If you would realize that you are not the one that is doing tshuva at all, like Rabbeinu said, אתם לא יכולים לתקן קלקול אחד שקלקלתם. You cannot fix even one defect that you ruined, that you defected. Just I am doing tshuva for you. רק אני עושה תשובה בשבילכם. When you're going to realize that, you're going to understand something amazing. We're saying that Hashem Yitbarach, He is doing tshuva. That Hashem Yitbarach, He is asking for forgiveness. Aviu alai kapara. He's asking on the fact that He minimized the moon, the Levana. Al shemi'ateti et ha-Levana. On the fact that He exiled Am Yisrael between the nations. The same thing. He is doing tshuva. How we can see that tshuva? You are Baal HaTshuva. You are the tshuva of Hashem Yitbarach. The fact that you are doing tshuva, it's Hashem that is doing tshuva. It's the fact that Hashem is coming back to His nation. That Hashem is coming back in tshuva. And you can see it in the faces of us. We are Hashem is doing tshuva. It's us. This is Hashem that is doing tshuva. The tshuva that we're waking up, who are we? We are the Shechinah Kedosha. We are Neshama Elokit. We are souls of God. We are God Himself. That He brought, cut that part and brought it behind that curtain and planted it inside of those prisons that cause human beings, bodies, thick, contaminated, filthy bodies. And we're prisoners. Who is the real prisoner? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. In every sorrow, He is over there. And He's got more sorrow than us. He feels the sorrow. Shochen itam betoch tum otam. He's with them inside of all of their contaminations. It's Him. Melo kol haaretz kevodo. His honor is all over the place. Leit atar panui mineh. There is no place that Hashem is not there. There is no place that Hashem is not there. The biggest gift of them all is that a person gonna realize that 100% of the reality, it's light of infinity. Light of Hashem Yitbarach. It's all light. There is no people. There is no my wife. There is no my neighbor. There is no my boss. There is no my rabbi. There is no Likutei Moharan. It's all Hashem Yitbarach talking to you. Once through food, once through music, once through people, through rabbis, through bad people, through Sitra Achra, Enod Milvado. There is no demons, there is no devil, there is no bad thoughts, there is no reality. Enod Milvado. This is the biggest gift of them all, that the person lives Hashem. He lives the being of Hashem. He and Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is one. Hashem, that He is guiding us, He is our God, He is one. One in heaven and one in earth. In the world to come, when they're going to illuminate our eyes, when we're going to be able to see, we're going to see, Kimala Aretz De'a, the land going to be full with wisdom, we're going to see that it's all one, that it was always one. ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. It's all one. The separation is the יצר הרע. Those are the bad thoughts that you think that me and you are not one. That you think, no, הרב דרור is הרב דרור and me, I have... No. You and me are one. We are all together with our rabbi, with Rabbi Nachman Mברסלב. We're all sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the light of the tshuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the next generation. We're the next layer, next level. We are Hashem. We are Am Hashem, the nation of the Creator, of Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem. And this is what that we're doing here. Revealing it. Opening it. That it's going to be the light to the nations. That everyone going to see that. ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. You're going to be a nation of כהנים, servants. Holy nation that's going to serve the nations. That's going to help them to get closer to the Creator. We're going to work for them. Not that they're going to work for us. They're going to help us. They're going to be our helpers to work for them. Not for them, for their benefit. To bring them closer to the Creator. We're doing all for Hashem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, like our Rabbi. What he's doing. Going and praying for us and davening for us and running. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing? He was the slave of Am Yisrael. He was the slave of Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Running for them, fighting for them, arguing with the Creator for them, and opening the fast and going and talking politic with Paro and entering and risking his life and cleaning for them and everything he's doing. Taking care they're going to have food, going to have water. He's their helper. He's their slave. And this is how he became to be the king. That he's above everyone. The king is the one that is crowning Hashem. You want to be a king, you should crown Hashem, like David HaMelech, crowning Hashem. This is how you're going to be one of Rabbanan, one of the rabbis, one of the righteous people. If you're crowning others, if you're respecting others, if you listen to others, if you care about others, if you have a heart, if you care about someone else, then you become to be a reality. If you care about yourself, so you're still stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You steal from the Sitra Achra. If you want to satisfy your body and to pull bounty, Shefa, into yourself, even if it's spiritual bounty, it's still called Milui Beten, fulfilling your stomach. You want to feel full. It's a full. You're going to be full. In the end, you're going to be full. This is it. It's not good. Okay. So, this is an aspect of Avraham Avinu. And, Bevchinot, and in the aspect of Bedam Beritech, in the blood of the covenant, Shilachti Asiraich Mibor. With the blood of covenant, I sent free your prisoners from the pit. So it means that the person is in the pit, in the hole, in the lowest places of them all, when he hasn't circumcised himself yet, when he hasn't purified himself yet, when he's still after those lusts and desires. And everyone that's going to be a little bit brave to make one itbodedut, one time to sit and to talk to the Creator in the field, in a quiet place, to ask himself, what are you chasing after? What are you looking for? What do you want to achieve? Alright, you're going to achieve that. What are you going to achieve? What are you chasing all of your life? Which crazy desire you want to satisfy? Which hunger you have inside? What are you looking for? A brave person that's going to do that, he's going to realize that he's acting like an animal, that he's chasing after nonsense, after things that doesn't have no taste, no smell, no benefit, no use, no toilet, and only sorrow and grief and frustrations and sadnesses and confusions are chasing after him for years after those mistakes. Years after years, those things are chasing after the person. And what you achieved? That you lost your point of Judaism? That you lost the light of your neshama? The seed, it's the light of the neshama. It's the brain of the person. The neshama is hovering on the brain. The seed comes out from the brain. This is the seed, it's the form of life, the concentrated form of life. This is life itself. It brings life. And if you're handing it to the Sitra Acha, you gave your light. From all other kinds of avonot, other kinds of sins, a person is bringing husks on himself that's going to cover the light of his neshama from illuminated. But when he is defecting the brit, when he's pogem babrit, when he's taking out his seed to a wrong place, he is removing the light of his neshama from inside. He's not putting husks on him. He's removing, taking out the light of his own neshama. Holy, righteous people, this is a praise on Yaakov Avinu, on Reuven, on his older son, that he called him Reuven, that he was the first seed of Yaakov Avinu. It's a praise. And everyone from his place, you need to watch yourself from now on, never to fail in that. And if you failed, Rabbeinu said, mikveh and tikkun haklali, and you don't need to be worried about it at all. Just don't be mazed. Don't do things in purpose. If you're going to do things in purpose, Rabbeinu is saying, you're not going to have siyata dishmaya. I'm not going to help you to go out from it again. But if it happened to you, go to the mikveh. Say 10 chapters of Tehillim, the certain chapters that Rabbeinu defined in Tikkun HaKlali, and you don't need to be worried about it at all. Even if it happened in the worst way of them all. I remember that I heard from Rabbi Amos from Netanya, that he's a huge tzaddik from Netanya, that someone told me that he's mamash. He heard it from the tzaddikim, that he's in the level of Tanaim v'Amoraim. Rav Shalom went to his Beis Midrash once, and Rav Shalom was talking to him for almost an hour, and he was asleep. And Rav Shalom was talking to him because he had something to talk, and he fell asleep. So Rav Shalom kept on talking, what he could do. It's not honorable to stop talking, So he talked, and he finished talking, and he went away, and Rabbi Amos was still asleep. Day after, a student from the yeshiva went to Rabbi Amos and told him, I talked to a Rav, Shalom, he was here yesterday, you remember? He told me that you were asleep. Told him, listen, tell a Rav Shalom that this and that, I already took care of it, and that, I done, and I talked to that person, and this and that. He told him, but a Rav Shalom told me you were asleep. Told him, for me, there is no difference if I'm awake or asleep. I hear everything. So this is Rabbi Amos. I heard that one person came to Rabbi Amos and told him that he was with a Goya, that he was with a non-Jew, and he was crying to him that he was with her, and what he gonna do, what is tikkun. So he told him, how is he saying that? I don't know. He's got a certain name that he's calling those like Habibi or Ayuni, something. He called him and he told him, Rabbi Nachman Breslev said, you should go to the mikveh, say tikkun haklali, and don't be worried about it at all. So he told him, but Rav, he didn't say about Goya, he said about Zera Lebatala. He told him, Ayuni, something like that. Rabbi Nachman Breslev said, means that this is how we understand it, that it's on all Pgama Brit, that this is tikkun on Pgama Brit. Every defect in Gama Brit that you have, this is the tikkun. Rabbeinu said on Tikkun HaKlali that every sin have a certain something that fixes it, a tikkun for it. But this tikkun, Tikkun HaKlali, is fixing everything. This is what that Rabbeinu said. So you should know that by the power of the real righteous people, we can fix everything. Amen. Can you hear us? Amen. Amen.